The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
Greetings from Westminster Bridge in London. It's Commercial Radio's big night. The Arkivas will be handed out in a minute. Oh, marvellous sound effects to go along with this introduction. We're also going to find out who's made the roll of honour, the 40 big names of UK commercial radio, whose story tells the history of commercial radio over the 40 years that it's been running, or will have been in October of this year. Now, the Radio Today team is here in force. Andrea Day and editor Roy Martin are already inside the Park Plaza Hotel. That's where I'm off to now. So we can have a word with some of the people who are giving out the gongs and receiving them.
The Radio Today programme.
And who better to start with than the chair of the judges? It's Lisa Kerr doing this job for the first time. Are you feeling nervous about it?
I'm very excited. It's been a fantastic year. I mean, following the footsteps of John Myers, who can do that? Big footsteps, deep footsteps.
I was going to say, he never wore those shoes, did he?
That'd been quite painful.
What changes have you made this year, Lisa?
What we've tried to do is sort of tighten things up in terms of comparables. So these are the Commercial Radio Awards. It's all about the business of commercial radio. We've tried to be really clear about asking the stations for data to support things. So yes, there's a bit of sort of subjectivity in how the station is sounding, how great the production is, the value of the presenter, but we want to know about revenue and we want to know about audience.
And how were the entries this year? Did you get as many as you usually do?
Record entries.
Well, that's
fantastic.
Good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great. And we sort of revamped the categories a bit. We changed the sort of the splits between station sizes. We added more in the area of news and of features, and the industry responded in spades.
Also tonight is the unveiling of the Roll of Honour, and you and I have both done interviews with some of the people who will be unveiled. What was the overall feeling that you had from doing all those interviews?
Oh gosh, it was just incredible. People who have been at the very start of commercial radio, they are almost before I was born. Not quite, but almost. You know, people like John Thompson and Gillian Reynolds, and you know, they knew what it was like in the early days, and then right up to Christian O'Connells of this day, who are really making their mark. The Roll of Honour, I mean, it was difficult. Of course it was, and I was in a way lucky that I had the secretariat role, but not having to make the actual selection. Paul Brown, Gillian Reynolds, John Myers and Ralph Bernard did an amazing job on that. And actually we talked about it a bit at the Radio Centre Members Conference this afternoon. And that little session was a really nice way to end the day with the film that we've also seen tonight at the awards. So everyone understands why those 40 were chosen to tell the story of commercial radio. But of course there were, you know, 140 more names that could easily have been in there, but we just couldn't fit them all in.
It is a lovely little film, isn't it? They've used clips from some of the interviews that you and I and others did, and it's a beautiful piece of work, isn't it, by Simon Cross and the USP team.
It's fantastic, you know, the mixture of audio, and thanks to David Lloyd for all his work in pulling a lot of that historic audio together. So that lovely mixture of colourful audio, the old logos that we used to see, the interviews of people who made the industry what it is. I'm dead chuffed with it.
It's a fantastic evening already, and I'm going to let you go off and enjoy it now. Don't tell me who's won.
No, it's all very exciting.
The Radio Today programme.
The awards are going to start shortly. We've had some entertainment from Bucks Fizz. Andy Hipkiss, you did the music last year.
Are you
responsible for this year?
No, you know what? It's nothing to do with me this year. And I doffed my cap to Simon Cryer because he came up with the idea with the 40 years of commercial radio and pretty much put the entire repertoire, well, the entire
so
lineup.
Bucks Fizz, who are we going to get?
We're going to get Level 42. We're going to get The Feeling.
Oh.
And we're going to finish with Atomic Kitten.
Fantastic.
I don't know where to go from there. I couldn't follow up.
What's commercial radio like for you as an agent representing talent? Is it a good place to operate?
It's an interesting place. I think if you look and you understand the landscape of what's going on in radio, whether it's the BBC, whether it's commercial radio, and you work with the broadcaster, there are plenty of opportunities for young presenters. And what we do at AAA, we look for the young presenters. We're not looking for the person to host the Arkivas. Not interested in that sort of demographic of presenter. We're trying to look at the young people and bring them through. We have a great lad called Tom Green who's up in Yorkshire on Capital Radio doing weekend breakfast in Leeds.
Andy Hipkiss, thank you. I found Gloria Abramoff from Tonic Productions. Gloria, what are you doing here? You're a BBC kind of person.
I'm a BBC supplier, but I'm certainly not a BBC kind of person. I'm here because I'm this year's festival director and creative director.
And on the Radio Academy
Festival. The Radio Academy Festival. And you're right. My knowledge is really BBC. And I just thought if I came tonight as a guest of the Akivas, I'd actually in one night learn all about commercial radio in one night.
How's it going so far?
Well, I've bonded with Andy Hipkiss. And I met you.
That's not going to do you any good at all, though.
I want the festival this year to be a lot more like a festival rather than like a conference. And I just want it to be sort of different and eclectic and fun. And I recognise that my knowledge of the commercial sector isn't brilliant. And I put my hands up and I want it to be brilliant.
The Radio Today programme.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audioboo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audioboo, sharing voices with the world.
That's entertainment.
Well, that was Chris Tarrant.
What the hell does
he know about commercial radio, Andrew Harrison?
Not all good.
Oh, rubbish. Yeah.
He's a fill-in on the BBC. He's here as an interloper.
Seems to be going quite well so far.
So far, so good, Trevor, yeah. So we've already had Bucks Fizz. We're looking forward to the rest of the evening now.
Tell me about the role of honour and the 40 names, which has now been announced.
Yeah.
That must have been hard for you.
It wasn't so hard for me because I was, fortunate enough not to be on the actual final selection panel. But Paul Brown chaired that panel. And I think they had a very difficult time trying to pick the 40 individuals who best tell the story from what was hundreds of nominations was, not an easy task. But I think they've picked a really good list that has all the big names on it that you would expect, but also has a nice eclectic mix of individuals to tell the story from.
It's not all London, is it? Which I think a lot of people would be really pleased about.
No, I mean, there's some real characters from around the regions. You've got, great iconic presenters like Les Ross from BRMB, Alan Robson from Night Owls and Metro. You've got Terry Smith, of course, who was at Radio City for a long time. You've got Ian Anderson, who's run the SIBC Shetland Islands Broadcasting for the last 25 years. So you've got a terrific mix, actually, of presenters and suits, talent, and of course, a spread around the country.
What's it like sitting with Tarrant?
What's happened?
Well, the fact that I'm having to tap you on the shoulder to get an interview.
Why? Because Mr. Harrison was so dull?
He was very dull, and he sort of pointed out that other people were better than him.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, love.
Good Lord, what
are
you?
It's going to start.
What's happened?
I'm sorry, we've run right out of time.
The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
So just off stage carrying a shiny award is Dan. Congratulations. How are you feeling carrying that nice shiny thing?
I'm absolutely delighted. I can't go without saying a massive thank you to everyone I've worked with throughout the years at Global Radio and LBC. Amazing management, James Rea, Vicky Etchells, Tom Cheel, Harry Gibson, Chris Lowry, and some brilliant producers, some very generous presenters giving young journalists a chance to break stories on air. And it's really the only place in commercial radio to go and be live covering stories. So it's an amazing place to work.
Now, you got into LBC in a very unusual way, breaking a story.
I'm surprised you know about that. Yes, I did. I was working for a small station in Watford, and I was out for dinner with some friends in Kentish Town. One of my friends couldn't make it because there was a big fire in Camden. I jumped up from my dinner. I got a cab down to Camden. I phoned in LBC as a caller. I said, I'm a reporter. I'm on the scene. I can give you a description. They put me on air as an eyewitness. And then once I'd done my first kind of eyewitness account, they said, if you stay down there, we'll pay you for the night. And the very next day, pretty much, the boss kind of was on the phone and saying, come in. And I started off covering the mayor election. 2008, sort of following Boris Johnson around. So it was an amazing introduction, actually. I was very close on to the Tia Sharp story. I was there virtually throughout, outside the house. I got an interview with her father a couple of days before she was found, which was pretty powerful stuff. And then I sat through the court case, which I don't think was part of my entry, but certainly was some of the most gripping sort of court hearing I've ever heard, and was pretty gruesome at times. So to see a family go through some pretty devastatingly appalling evidence, really graphic stuff. It was very hard to watch, and you felt you had a real duty to report it fairly. And obviously there was the shock when Stuart Hazel, the man who was convicted of her murder, pleaded guilty halfway through. Such was the weight of evidence against him. So, you know, really dramatic stuff in the courtroom, and of course when he decided to change his plea.
The Radio Today programme.
We have a very rowdy bunch here from Smooth Radio London. And which award have you just walked away with?
We've just won Local Sales Team of the Year.
How does it compare selling local advertising on what you brand as a national station?
I think we're the massive underdog tonight.
We have to just work harder and come up with different ideas and creative ideas and work together as a team, and that's what does it.
And
to
also,
make
we're,
it
we're so out. Far down the pecking order in London, you know,
in terms of the reach and the hours, so
small but efficient.
So they said they were going to do a Kanye West if they didn't win, but they didn't need to. Congratulations, guys!
Oh, amazing. We're so happy. We were not expecting that, were we, guys?
Read to me what it says on your nice piece of glass.
It says, Kiss Breakfast with Ricky, Melvin and Charlie are the best.
It's quite funny. Our intro from before by Christian O'Connell was the three chipmunks from Kiss Breakfast.
See if we can get a day off from the boss. He's here right now. That's not going to happen, so it'll be straight to bed right now, early at 4:30 in the morning, start the show at 6. I hope you're listening.
I've overheard a conversation about a certain Spotify playlist.
You look so happy about this list. You better slow down, girl, because I can see the look in your eye. I will take you to Chinatown.
The Radio Today programme.
James Rea, congratulations.
That's very kind of you, thank you. No, this is absolutely fantastic, actually. To, you know, running LBC is a real responsibility, actually, and an enormous honour. So to win this in LBC's 40th year, but also Commercial Radio's 40th year, is very much the sort of icing on an incredible 12 months. So, no, it's delighted. Really, really, really pleased.
It's been a really big news year for the capital over the past 12 months.
You're right. It has been a really unprecedented year for this city. And what a time to be running it. It has been an incredible year. And I think the thing about LBC is, in all of its time, a long, long history, it's had a reputation for setting the agenda. And I think I'm delighted that this year, with some of the most brilliant broadcasters, I think, in UK radio are on our station. But I think we've had lots of standout moments as well. We've had the mayoral election, we've had the Golden Games, we've finished the sort of year with record audience figures. We have a Deputy Prime Minister as a host, and now we have the Mayor of London, who's also got his own show on LBC. So I think it's about setting the agenda. So, yeah, delighted.
The Radio Today programme.
Ian Dale, LBC, another award for you guys tonight.
We haven't done badly, have we, tonight?
No, how many is it so far?
We've got Station of the Year to go. I think we've got three so far.
Goodness me. Do you think you're going to pick up the fourth?
Well, it'd be nice to get a Station of the Year. I think we've had a tremendous year on LBC. I mean, everyone sort of sees all the headlines every week from Cool Clegg, but there's so much else that goes on the station. And we're getting, I think, not just a London listenership, now national, because obviously it's on DAB. And, I mean, for me to win this tonight, I've only been in radio for 2.5 years, and you can imagine what it means to somebody who's sort of come in from the outside. I did punditry, but I'd never done presenting before. And I just have the most amazing producers who work with me. They keep me on the straight and narrow most of the time. At any rate, I probably frustrate the hell out of them. But it's just amazing to win this.
The Arkema Commercial Radio Awards 2013. The Arkema Commercial Radio Awards 2013.
Dave Bethel.
Hello.
Adam Burgess.
Hello.
Welcome to our little Radio Today audio boo. We've been treated to 4 different decades of audio imaging.
Well, the very first thing I decided to do when they said they wanted 4 decades of it was go straight to Dallas and just kind of recapture the stuff that was on the air at the time. So I went to TM Studios in Dallas, who were very gracious and gave us a bunch of different jingles, which was great.
And what makes each era of jingle sound of its era?
The style of music, the singers, some of the 70s stuff, for example, sounds very comical now, but actually I think it sounds brilliant and it's retro, but it's just off of time, I suppose.
And as with fashion, things tend to come round every 30 years or so. Do you think that's going to be the same with imaging?
Well, do you know what? In some ways, especially Tony Blackburn and people like that, he's gone for the Pam's jingles for his Radio 2 show. So I think definitely if you're going retro on a radio show, you should definitely dig back.
Do you think that there are two camps of presenters? Ones that get imaging and ones that just think they're the little linky things in the middle?
Well, that's a controversial question. Whoa! Crikey, is that the time? Hello! Do you know what? No, I think all presenters love imaging, some more than others.
That's, I think presenters are very much on our side with this stuff. Yeah. It's actually probably some more of the programmers that, depending on the programmer's background, I've worked with a lot of very fantastic programmers, and some have had a background in imaging, and when you get to work with them and they get it, it's fantastic. And some you have to educate a little bit because maybe they've come from a different line through to what they're doing. But presenters on the whole.
Yeah, I think presenters get imaging because it makes their life easier. It's there to make the music sound great, it's there to make the station sound great. So I think the presenters as a whole love imaging and get it.
Piece of glass for the Arqiva Commercial Radio Station event of the year 2013, Capital Summertime Ball.
Congratulations, guys. The whole team are here. How are you feeling after picking up this lovely award?
It's the second year. We didn't expect it at all, and we're really excited.
Do you think that the Capital branding that's now across the whole of the nation makes any difference to the acts that you can actually pull for the event, or the branding and the way that you publicise the event?
I think it's Global Radio as a whole that makes a difference. It's a big team event. It involves people from across all different brands to be able to make the Capital event work. So it is a massive team effort that really makes it stand out above everything else.
Chris, who is your favourite programme director?
Well, I think it has to be James Rea.
James Rea, which is your favourite station?
LBC 97.3.
Congratulations. How many awards is this evening?
Well, I think it's four, isn't that right? Yeah.
I think it is four. Congratulations. I don't think that anyone's going to be able to beat that this evening. How are you feeling? All the people around your table this evening must be elated.
Yeah, we are. We're ecstatic. It's LBC's 40th year, so it's a very special year for LBC. We've been on the air for 40 years, and I think no better year than this year to win it under the great leadership of James Rea, who's done so much for the station in the last 2 years since he's been with us. And I've been with the station for 25 years, and I've never felt prouder.
Do you think that having a little bit of the north in James Rea come down to the south has had any impact on the programming? How has it changed since he's been there?
Well, obviously there's something from the north that he's brought south, so that has had an impact on the radio station. But yes, he's brought a lot of new ideas to the radio station, a lot of inventive ideas. We've never had such a high profile. We've got a lot of press and publicity from the radio station. You know, I think this is the best place LBC's ever been in.
The Radio Today programme.
So congratulations to LBC and to all the other winners at the Arqiva Awards 2013. And thanks to our reporter, Andrea Day. You can read the full list of winners at radiotoday.co.uk. And if you head to radiocentre.org, you can hear the interviews that I've recorded with most of the 40 influential people who comprise Commercial Radio's Roll of Honour. Chris Tarrant, Dee Ford, David Mansfield, Ralph Bernard, Les Ross, Nick Ferrari. They're just some of the people who are mulling over Commercial Radio's first 40 years. And next week on this podcast, we'll bring you a few choice highlights of those, as well as the first of a new regular series of David Lloyd's Radio Moments. We've given David a new weekly home for his excellent archive compilations, and we'll also be talking to him about this extraordinary labour of love. So do join us for the Radio Today programme with Audio Boo next time. This has been a TDC production by Jamie Taylor. I'm Trevor Dan. Thanks for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Audio Boo.